What is a soul, Svaru? It's a word that is in likeness to a fractal of source, but with a religious load attached to it, soul. A holographic piece of source, that is source itself, creator energy, conscious awareness, a signal from source, but it is source itself at the same time. Does soul retain its identity, self-awareness, personality, memory after dying? Yes, but a soul is not something that is. Rather, you create it as you go through the experiences of your lives. So when you die, you only go one step up as you go on creating your soul. All your values and the experiences you go through in your lives go adding up for your experience you will have next. They determine the point of attention you will have. That means the ideas that you will have and that will reflect back to you as something you perceive as the exterior world. So whatever you focus on will give you more of the same, and at the same time will create the frequency that will define you and your soul. You go adding up experience as you go. Ideas, values, moral, ideological, preferences like being male or female. That's your soul. Souls don't have a gender, as that's part of the experience, for example. But they do retain the preference for being one or the other, having tried being both at some time. But as they advance, they do stick to one gender they prefer. On Earth, there are many homosexual people, continuing with this example. And although it's caused by complicated reasons other than this one, it boils down to a soul trying out one gender or the other to decide what its energy will be. Later on, they will stick to only one, incarnating over and over again in that one, as that part of the soul identity is solved, so it goes on to higher things to explore. Here on Earth, they say that once you die, your body is like 5 grams lighter. They say it's the soul leaving the body. Is that the case? If it's a signal from the source, it can't have any weight. I cannot confirm that. I don't think it holds any water. There may be other causes linked to this, like in the loss of the signal causes chemical reaction that makes a body lose 25 gram. That's the number I remember for this. And also, a signal means something like coming from a place other than where you and your body are. But again, it's only an analogy or an expression, because there is no here and there for source. It's everywhere simultaneously. Okay, so once we die, we will remember who we were, right? Yes, still going somewhere is like going from one idea in your head to another. It just is, and there is no distance as such to travel. It's a change of state of awareness or of consciousness. What is the difference between soul and consciousness? Although there are semantic differences, subtle meaning changes within the context, as when you explain one thing or another. In the end, I see no difference at all between consciousness and soul. As it's a holographic fractal, then it has the very same qualities and characteristics as the whole. Therefore, it's the same. And what's the difference between soul and mind? The mind, although we could argue many ways of defining it, I used to describe the programmed subconscious part of an incarnated individual. And as it's programmed, it may be in conflict with your consciousness awareness. Let's say it's the part that makes you go berserk or angry when you are triggered in a family meeting, when you know better. You end up fighting against your own reactions. That's your programmed mind going against your higher consciousness. But I would call that subconscious mind. But isn't there a conscious mind too? Like when we say, hey, we have to open our mind. So it would be like our capacity to comprehend and process data consciously, not only subconsciously. Yes, there is a conscious mind. That part would be when your mind is in harmony with your consciousness soul. Let's say it's the moment where your soul is programming your mind. So watch what you are programming into your mind with your thoughts. When you are in harmony between mind and soul consciousness, there is no problem. But when what you programmed in your mind reflects outwards by itself, then the mind is the subconscious. When subconscious mind is aligned with consciousness soul, then there is no conflict and it becomes all consciousness. You are in a state where you are running pre-programmed ideas and triggered responses. Your pre-programmed ideas bounce with one another, creating internal noise that conflicts or bothers pure state of consciousness, soul. And when what's in the subconscious is released, then you just fall onto the soul itself, right? That's what the free your mind means, releasing subconscious mind programming and just becoming pure soul. Yes, becoming pure consciousness soul. Pre-programmed ideas in the mind are also carried in the soul after we die. That's what we are then acting out on in our next life, creating reality based on those programmed mind ideas from previous life experiences. So the soul retains mind programming after death, right? Yes, you do carry many of those pre-programmed ideas because they are also creating your soul. That's why it's so dangerous to die with wrong ideas, because they come true on the other side. They influence your coming back. Those ideas are the matrix. And there is no need for an archontic guardian on the other side to force you to reincarnate, because all the archons need is your own ideas of guilt, regret, and unresolved grudges to persuade you to reincarnate, to try to pay the karma, or to try to do it right next time around. When can we recognize that we are finally pure soul and we freed our mind? Is it even possible within the matrix, including the original matrix? When you recognize that you are free and you learn to trust yourself on this, when you know internally that you are source and as such you are free, when you recognize that the matrix is also source and you accept good and evil as part of source, when you recognize that there is no right without wrong and vice versa, when you see that there cannot be a white without a black. In short, you are free when you learn to transcend duality. It is possible and doable from any point. Just having to accept yourself as both spirit and body in a perceived material world, not as opposites, but as part of the same. Does a soul incarnate straight from the source, or does it keep bouncing around from one existence to the next? If it's a signal, it doesn't really incarnate as I see it. It just goes on perceiving. It's not like we are a ball of ghostly floating energy and then decide to take on the body, right? Yes. But then again, source is everything there is. It's just a question of perspective. The idea of going back to source is only an expression to help understanding, because source has no place. It only is. So going back to source is only a change of state of mind, a change in frequency of perception. That is a change in your point of view. It can experience itself as a ball of light or as a ghost. It's a source. It can be anything it wants. And it is everything it wants to be as well. What can we say to people who say there is no way of knowing that we are the immortal soul? I'll answer with another question. What else could we be? Dust that disappears after we die? That's materialism, reductionism, and determinism. Is there any proof of the immortal soul? Not in 3D, no, I guess not. But then again, you cannot have a 3D proof for something that transcends 3D, or else you will reduce it to 3D concepts that don't describe it. The answer is observing everything at once and seeing that it cannot be any other way. From 5D on, you remember who you were, so you have no doubts at all. The pickle is only in 3D. Yes. Is it possible to contain the soul, the signal? Some people say that it's what the negative ETs do. And I think you mentioned it in one of your papers. Yes, but it's not a contained as in a jar. It's only contained as you contain an audience. When the clown is no longer funny, consciousness will just go. It's contained because it thinks it wants to stay. Because staying somehow may serve its own purpose of expansion, as it thinks it gives it the experience it wants, entertainment. And after death, there are no dark lords somewhere out there luring us in and retaining our souls somewhere, right? There are. But then again, it depends on the frequency of each soul. If one is free, it will not encounter them. It's the soul who is manifesting its reality, both incarnated and after death, even faster then. I understand. Okay, I had this question. If someone doesn't believe in reincarnation, they won't reincarnate? I think we talked about it earlier. You said if an atheist believes in nothing, then he or she will go back to the source, most probably. As you are manifesting your own reality, if you are a Christian, you will find Saint Peter and Jesus. If you are a Muslim, you will find Allah. If you believe in the cosmic cat, then you will find the cosmic cat. And if nothing, you will experience nothingness? Then nothing. But both the ones that think that they don't believe in anything or the ones that don't believe in reincarnation, their beliefs are not that deep compared to all the former soul baggage they carry with them. So they do believe in something. And the ones that don't believe in reincarnation, reincarnate anyway. And what do animals incarnate as? They don't have beliefs, right? Of course they do have beliefs. They are people. They are soul. They are source. Do animals have a soul, a signal from the source? And if so, do they remember afterwards too? Yes, they all have one. They are people, no difference. And they do remember, but even in 5D, it's a little harder to detect or perceive that, as they don't talk as much. You do have a lot of telepathy with them, especially pets. And you also notice that a long time gone pet may come back to you later on as another. You just know it as it displays the same behavior patterns and does the same things to you that the other did. Complicated, but it's widely accepted that they do reincarnate and they do tend to follow you. I mean, why not? You also have the tendency to follow the same people around incarnation after incarnation. How does the soul find its way back to follow the same person if it's a signal? How does one signal find another one again? It follows the signal. There is no time. You just go wherever your frequency tells you to. and that includes other people. Okay. And why is a soul signal fractal only aware of one vehicle at a time? Why am I not aware of my boyfriend, for example, right now, and being in him? Where is that limitation from? Because I feel I can be there, but something blocks me. I feel I am all, but for some reason I am only aware of my individual field of observation only. What causes that? 3D limits you. 5D as well. But the higher you go, the more contact you have with the other fragments of Source. Empathy grows, and so does your capacity to have a telepathic connection with someone else. Telepathic connection is being aware of the other as yourself. And you could be your boyfriend at the same time as you are yourself. Exactly. I remember something like that. And it's an irritating feeling not to be able to shrug the limitation off. That's what it is, yes. But in 5D and over, it dissolves more and more. That's also why there cannot be evil in the higher dimensions, because whatever you do becomes quite obvious that you are doing it to yourself. And I would define evil as the tendency to hurt or be self-destructive. And now, from the expanded point of view, the idea of being limited, only having one observation point, also gives you a unique experience that nurtures your soul. How does it nurture it? That subject could fill many books. But in short, it gives the soul a contrast with which it can appreciate polarity, duality. So if a soul incarnates into a hard life on Earth, it will now be able to appreciate a next loving life elsewhere. But that need of experiencing contrast, duality, fades away as a soul gains experience and no longer needs it. It's only a stage. Interesting approach. Okay, and what does it mean when they say old soul and young soul? Old soul, many definitions, but let's say it's a soul that has had many incarnations in physicality, so it carries a lot of former experience. Experience accumulated throughout all its lifetimes. So its way of perceiving reality is very different and with a lot more detail than a young one, who is only starting its journey and that has had only a few incarnations in physicality. Connecting this with the former question, a young soul may need the perception of duality when an old one does not. So the young one comes more directly from the source or from higher D, 7, 8? Yes. Or you can also say that a young one is only starting its process of accumulating experience and knowledge. It's only starting to build itself. As we said earlier, a soul is built, not given. So a young one is in an early stage of construction. In a way, it could be said that it's better to be a young one, because the old one carries a lot of programming, and it could be harder to let them go. What it constructs, it also programs the soul. And not always in a positive way, no? Yes, but at the same time, I would say that the programming is a problem in a mid-stage only. When you transcend that stage and are even more advanced, you are aware of that programming. So you have the tendency to know better and be inclusive of it. That is, it's no longer a problem because you accept that fact, and you also can accept other programming contrary to the first one. And with enough consciousness, you transcend all programming as you are aware of it all. But that baggage does occur, and people do get trapped in it, incarnation after incarnation. And that's exactly what is happening on Earth. I see. It makes sense. Another question, Svaru. Do plants and minerals have a soul?
planets, ships?
In the case of plants and living organisms, yes. Minerals like quartz crystals are one-dimensional beings. They are, and that's all. They have no notion of space and time, of inclusiveness or separation. They just are. The rest, I'd rather not call it soul, but consciousness.
But you said soul and consciousness was the same thing.
Yes, and even though it still holds here, I still feel a subtle difference between these two. But yes, they definitely are the same thing. Hard to pinpoint a subtle difference.
Wouldn't you say that soul is more self-conscious and consciousness is more of an all-inclusive field, maybe, simply being?
More conscious than consciousness itself? Sounds like a contradiction in terms.
Yes, maybe yes. So maybe not more conscious, but aware.
Could be, yes. It's hard to define. I would prefer to still take them as one and the same.
And how do you call a soul in your language? Because you said soul is a bit religious term.
Setha-ya.
Oh, sounds nice. And what does it mean exactly?
Something like eternal essence.
Okay, thank you. And do reptilians have a soul? Other negative beings?
Yes, they do. They are also source. They are very separated, but it's still source.
Okay, and how does the soul enter the body?
There is a lot more to an organism as a whole than just what you see as body. That's only the 3D part. What I mean is that I see no separation between body and soul. You are both simultaneously. The body is just a part of the soul, not entirely apart from it. The body is said to be just a vehicle for the soul. Okay, partially true. But then again, the body came to be as a material representation of a soul blueprint. What I mean is that there is no soul on one side and body on the other. That's just another illusion. Having said that, the answer you are looking for is the pineal gland. And the rest of the brain is the translator who brings into 3D physicality something from higher dimensions.
Okay, understood. And now my question is, when does it enter the body? When during the pregnancy?
Between the second and the third week of formation.
So the abortion after that is not recommended?
That's right.
Is abortion ethical at all?
Before that time, it is ethical, no problem. After that time, it is an issue. Yet, on Earth, there are so many factors at play that I could not dare to say it's not okay to have an abortion in certain circumstances.
Issue? Why?
Because objectively, after the third week, abortion is murder. That's why it's an ethical issue. But I insist, on Earth, it's so complicated that I would not condemn anyone for it.
Okay, you mentioned above, the answer you are looking for is the pineal gland. You mean the soul enters through that? But there is no separation, body and soul, as you said, so it cannot enter, right?
It works through the pineal gland as the part we can detect as doing that. More clearly, with a physical scientific point of view only. It's two points of view here, not a contradiction. It includes the whole body, but the strongest energy is detected there, that's all.
So it's good to meditate, focusing there?
Yes, helps you get into your core as an intention.
Can a soul exist without the vehicle? In a pure ether, no container, as a pure blueprint?
Yes, it does, and it's its natural habitat. It's in containers only as a point of attention.
Okay, and what is a walk-in soul? How can a signal soul enter in the already existing soul body?
That's because the body in 3D is very much like hard matter, so changes happen slowly there. The body to receive a new soul has to be compatible in frequency with the new soul. And many times it's not completely compatible, so the subject may be abducted to get a procedure done to improve the compatibility. This is done with high energy frequency, specific to that body, so it force changes its overall frequency using the dominant frequency principle.
Okay, and how can you define a walk-in soul? And where does the previous one go?
A body in this case is like a car. The first soul grew up in it, in the body, and then it vacates it and a new one comes in. It's someone else now in the body, like having bought a used car.
Why does it happen? Why can't the new soul just go into the new baby and grow like everyone else?
Because the original soul does not want to continue incarnated, but it's leaving a good, healthy body. So it does not program an accident or something like that to leave the physical world. Also because it would spoil the experience of loved ones next to that person having to go through the loss. And the new soul does not want to live all the experience of being a baby, growing up, puberty, what a drag. It only wants to go in as an adult and do its thing.
So why do so many people commit suicide? Why not call in another soul? On what level of their consciousness do they make that agreement with the new soul?
Because it's not part of their agreed experience. The walking soul made an agreement with the vacating soul before incarnating. It's their plan. They know each other. In the case of suicide, it's more complicated, because it's the case of the worst possible scenario of all the timelines of one given person. And although suicide is only another way out, like any other, the problem is that the person's own programming will make suicide a problem on the other side, because he or she will see that having committed suicide did not ease the pain. It made it worse. And this time, he or she cannot solve the problem because they are already dead. So they decide to go in again, into the same life, and try to do things right once again.
I see. And speaking theoretically, if I wanted to exit the 3D but not die to my family, for example, can I receive a walking soul here instead, so that my family can continue being with me here?
It's possible, yes, you could. But then that's supposed to be an agreement done before incarnating.
And even if I didn't make that agreement, can I still make it now?
It's possible, yes. The problem is that from 3D, it's hard to communicate with someone interested. And there are too many negative ones there. So it's not convenient. You probably will only get hijacked or astrally mugged. There, on Earth, the only ones interested in swapping your body are the negative ones. You don't want your body, even if you are no longer there, to be used for a robbery or for porn or something hideous like that.
Okay, no. Well, changing the subject a little. What about the etheric bodies, astral bodies, mental bodies? People say we have so many bodies. How does it relate to the soul?
I see all that as a mental projection of the incarnated humans themselves. It's like the subdivisions of wholeness into densities, like 1D, 2D, 3D, 4D, and so on, when it's all one. So those terms all describe one unity, one thing, aspects if you like, but it's all one source.
But do they exist? For example, astral body. I did experience leaving my body during sleep. I woke up and I was separating myself. What was that separation? Was it my soul leaving my astral body?
Your soul as source is astral bodying. Think of it more like what it's doing, not as what it is. It's more like the soul is doing something. It's the same. There are no different parts of the soul or body. That's just humans and their tendency to dissect and reduce everything. Notice one huge tendency in everything I say about everything and about every subject. I tend to see everything inclusively as one.
Yes, I always notice that. So what does the soul do when it separates from the body in a sleep?
It's changing its point of attention.
To what?
Towards etheric realms, outside what the body can give you as an experience.
And why does it do that?
To rest from being within the limited body perception. Every single time you sleep, you do that. It's only within the REM stages when you remember, because you are close to waking up. The other stages, your brain shows no activity in the EEG monitor because there is no one home. You, your soul, is very far from the body in another realm. Practice going through walls in your imagination. Do it constantly and you will while asleep. I love it. When I'm asleep, I am many times fully aware I'm sleeping and I do all kinds of crazy things, like going through walls and throwing my slippers into a swamp as far as I can throw them. After all, when I awaken, they will be back next to my bed.
Yes, exactly. Why are they back? I remember changing a table or something in my room in a sleep to see what happens when I wake up as a proof. But when I wake up, it's back to where it was. Why?
Because while asleep, you are in another realm. Another, just as a reference, as it's all a product of your mind consciousness.
Also, how could we really throw slippers or move table if we were in etheric state and can't move physical hard objects?
Because those slippers are only a projection of your mind. You create everything in your head. There is no exterior world. It's all a product of your consciousness. And you can move hard objects. It's called poltergeist when it's done involuntarily, and it's called telekinesis when voluntarily.
I think it's also possible to go in time, right? In your sleep. Parallel you world?
Yes, you can. And you do that all the time.
On the subject of sleep, why do we sleep? Animals, us, all sleeping. What for?
Because the body needs to recharge and regenerate. And your soul needs a break, going to rest in higher realms where it belongs. It's hard work to be incarnated.
So who programmed the sleeping? Us, the souls, from the higher realms?
You did, yes.
And why didn't we just program not getting tired of being incarnated?
You can not be tired, and many do that. But you chose to be in both and be in the ether to rest from time to time.
And dreams? Why do we dream? Why does the mind create stories?
They are not dreams as such. They are reality and what you experience in those higher realms. While in a dream that becomes your objective reality, you are manifesting it for yourself as a reflection of what you have inside, your thoughts and your issues. So if you dream normal things like driving, talking to people, not being able to find a bathroom or walking barefoot, you are only projecting and manifesting that as your reality while dreaming because that's what's on your mind as you just came from the 3D material world.
But you very well could dream or manifest anything. So watch your thoughts right before you go to sleep. The mind creates stories because it's the same as when you create thoughts. While awake, you are constantly sorting things out. While asleep, you do the same. But there, what you think of manifests, because you are in a higher realm where your thoughts and wishes manifest a lot faster than in a super dense 3D realm. And you are the only one who can truly interpret a dream accurately.